This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. I'm here with Tory, who is running for mayor of Aspen. He served two terms on Aspen City Council in the past. 25-year resident of Aspen. Tory, thank you so much for visiting me.
It's always a pleasure.
So you've been in public service before. You're throwing your hat in the ring for Aspen mayor. Why?
I in my two terms on city council, I helped approve Burlingame affordable housing. I required recycling, banned the bag, and legislated slow growth. But now is the time that we need better decision making through better communication, leadership, representation, and accountability. And I know that that may be a mouthful and that says a lot, but truthfully, where our breakdown has been is in communication between the public, council, and City Hall and the manager's office. I think that's been evident lately. Leadership, where we're choosing a direction and sticking to it, fighting for the things that are Aspen-centric. Representation, again, we've had a breakdown there where the community is not being represented to what's coming back to council for decision-making. And then finally, accountability. You know, the buck stops here. City Council is actually the ones that are in charge over at City Hall, and they need to start behaving so.
What are some of the issues that are most important to you that you'd want to address as mayor? You're in charge of setting the agenda. You can kind of put your pet projects out there.
Number one is definitely communication and accountability. I mean, nothing's going to get done correctly unless we really clean house and get it in order. And you know, we've already seen that kind of start at the top with the city manager, an assistant city manager. But now when we instill this new mayor is going to have to really be a strong leader about how we're going to make City Hall operate better. So that's number one. Number two, housing. Anybody you talk to, look, housing is a crucial issue in our valley. What we've seen lately from City Council and the two members of City Council that are running for office now for the mayor's office is that they have reduced affordable housing mitigation time after time on large construction products. That is only going to make our problems worse in this valley. And the people that I represent and the people that I talk to have had enough of that. The environment, always top of my list. I think that everything we do should have environmentalism as a main tenet of belief. So environmentalism, transportation issues are still out there. I've been a longtime advocate for the 3-lane bridge over Castle Creek, and I've got some other great ideas in that. And we've really seen that transportation dialogue go south, the mobility lab, if you will, Lyft contracts, you name it. So, yes, I'm an issue-based candidate, and there's plenty out there for me.
That issue of communication, do you have example? What is your communication style, either when you were a city council member? How were you getting public feedback, or how would you see yourself doing that moving forward?
So, City Hall has really moved away from engaging our community. It started several years ago with actually a proclamation that no public input was going to be taken at work sessions. I mean, that was just a ridiculous move to me. But since then, what I've seen is, you know, we have these outreach programs where you go and you get a colored dot and you put a colored dot on a board. Well, I don't think the information is getting back to council, and council is not digesting it and then passing it to City Hall and city management. So we've seen a total breakdown. My style of outreach and communication is, as a matter of fact, just what I did today. We're on radio. You guys can't see this, but I have a clipboard in my hand. I've gone around today and talking to people and asked simple questions, you know, simple questions about, do you vote in Aspen? Are you a registered voter and are you going to vote in March? Number two, the second question, is there anything that the city council has done lately that you agree with strongly or disagree with strongly? And thirdly, what are you looking towards the future? What do you want your city council to be working on in the future? And what are your concerns? You know, that's communication and outreach, really being on the street, talking with people, not just relying on dots on a board in some public outreach meeting, which also leads me to the next thing. You know, these two council members running for mayor, they just approved a budget that includes hiring a new communication director for $160,000 a year. Throwing bodies at this is not the way to get it done. That's just another layer of miscommunication. So I see great opportunity here, and it's really about connecting with our community.
You're a 25-year resident of Aspen, so of course you know a lot of people. But for those who will be voting this March and don't know you, tell us a little bit about who is Tory.
Well, my full name is Tory, and I just, you know, for the people out there that don't know or haven't looked it up yet, my birth name Ronald Wayne Moranian III. That's something that probably a lot of people don't know about me. I was nicknamed Tory when I was 1 week old.
Wow.
And it stuck. I mean, nobody ever referred to me by my other name. So I did do a legal change. My whole full name is Tory. It's not for any family disruption or anything. Very loving family, but I am Tory and have always been known as such. I think that gives you an insight into who I am. I'm an individual. I like to consider myself an Aspenite after 25 years. That's probably the biggest thing people wonder about me, perhaps.
Anything else that you want to touch on before I do a little close?
I would kind of add this, I guess. I want people to understand that my opponents, have been doing votes and have been representing in a direction that is not good for our community and our city. Ann Mullins, who's currently on city council, still has 2 years left on her city council term. So she would still be there representing. And I think that we need to go in a different direction than I think Adam Frisch would be taking us. So I just ask for your listeners to have an open mind and an open ear and really pay attention to the issues that are ahead of us and make up your mind as we get closer to the election.
That makes me wonder, if there was a candidate running who you thought was along your lines, would you have stayed out of it?
I got to be honest. I always say this, yes. If I thought that city government was being run correctly, I probably wouldn't run. I'm a very happy person in my daily life. I have a great life here in Aspen. But I see a need for someone who represents what I represent. And it's a call to action for me. I first ran for mayor 18 years ago. I'm not just throwing my hat in out of nowhere. I truly believe I am the most qualified candidate to be the next mayor of Aspen.
Tory is running for mayor of Aspen. He served 2 terms as city council was term limited there. Tory, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure, and thank you to your listeners.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.